Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Having trouble getting a good night's sleep? Or maybe you've had enough of that demon who is dancing in the corner of your room and your sleep paralysis is getting out of hand. No need to suffer being trapped in your body while the devil dances. Introducing Goodnight Daddy. It's not a drug. It's a herbal hallucinogen that gives that tiny devil man a teeny top hat, so you can lie awake being entertained. We will never be able to cure your disorder, but at least you can now be amused by it.
Good night, Daddy.
Hi, you're listening to Killjoy. Chapter 13, The Aftermath. And a great start to this episode. We at CBF have just heard that Amy Upright, junior reporter and secondment from over in our news department, is safe and sound. But before we listen to that interview, how about a quick recap? A lot has happened in the CBF podcast, Killjoy. Amy traveled to the rural town of Sharon's Valley to figure out a murder that happened almost 30 years ago. There, she interviewed several people about a traumatic event that affected most of the town. When Amy got to the town of Sharon's Valley, it sounded like this. Now, it sounds like this. So what happened in between those events? Well, today, we'll go over and summarize how a peaceful town turned into a hellhole with the frankly ill-judged and risky behavior of Amy Upright. She began the series by talking to an alleged murderer, Gary Ford. And just from that handful of phone calls from prison, we at CBF decided to run an international investigation about the murder of Gary Ford's wife. From then, Amy Upright interviewed a bunch of people, from the cops that were there on the night of the murder, to the psychic friend who found Joy's body, to the gallerists who displayed Gary Ford's paintings of spaniels. Each person she interviewed had a lot of things to say, but not really anything about the case directly. Now, I'm no psychiatrist, but I'm guessing that her frustration led her to make some pretty regrettable decisions. Plus, her addiction to antidepressant gummy bears that causes paranoia probably had something to do with her poor decision-making. And just being in that sad little town with nothing to do, I guess she was craving a connection. That would certainly explain sleeping with men 10 years her junior. Now, I'd like to point out that those decisions were ultimately made by Amy Upright and not me. I would like to repeat that. She started the bushfire, not me. And as you can tell from this recording, our poor Amy is not well. But her dedication to this podcast is really admirable for such a young woman. And, well, when we talked over the phone, it was really great to hear her voice. Our wonderful editor, Terry Dangerfield, brought to bear all his technical skill to clean up the audio. And so, without further ado.
Hello?
Amy?
Ezra, it's me.
Amy, where are you?
Ezra, it's me, Amy!
I know, Amy, where are you? Are you safe?
I'm safe, yes. My whereabouts is a question that I should only know.
And are you still in contact with the alleged murderer, Gary?
My daddy.
He's your daddy?
Who's my daddy?
Gary.
Yes, I'm still in contact with Gary Ford. He's one of the few people in the world that I can still trust.
What, you trust him? Even though he could be a murderer.
Well, I mean, he's not, like, we've all done bad things, you know. I've done a lot of bad things in my life, but I think we shouldn't, you know, like, judge people, because there's some people out there that are, you know, like, make your life happy, and that's why I've always trusted sad people.
Right. Do you have any knowledge about what happened to the young man that you were acquainted with, Noah?
Huh?
Noah.
Hello?
Noah, where is Noah?
Sorry, Ez, I really can't hear you over the shrieking piglets.
Shrieking piglets?
Don't worry, they're in my head.
Are you hiding out on a farm?
A farm? Who do you think I am, Ezra? Farms are for animals, not people, dummy.
But you just said you can hear shrieking piglets.
Oh, the piglets aren't real, Ezra, if you get what I'm saying.
I'm worried about you, Amy.
Why? I love them, even if they're technically not real.
Right. Are there any groundbreaking leads that you've discovered about Gary?
The important thing is that I'm safe.
You betcha, kid.
Now, if you've been listening to this podcast, you might remember Noah. You know, the spunky teen that helped Amy with her case. Amy claimed he was pretty hard to find, but the fact is, we found him pretty easily. There's that inexperience again. Our research assistant, Ray Washington, was able to track him down within minutes.
Hello? Noah?
Yeah, this is Noah.
Noah! Hi! This is Ezra Snipes from CBF Radio. How are you doing today?
Fine. Is this about Amy?
Oh, she's safe. I just talked to her, okay? So don't worry about your little crush. We're all dying to know if you'll get back with your girlfriend in the New Zealand Defence
Force. She's not my girlfriend.
Okay, no, that's fine. That's cool.
No, seriously. She's a bit messed up.
Okay. But do you think that's her fault?
Yes.
Okay. But do you think that Gary Ford killed his wife back in 1987?
Yes, definitely. Definitely killed her. Everyone knows that.
Okay. But... Noah? Noah, hello?
So, what do you think, listeners? We want to hear from you. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. On behalf of CBF Radio, I'm Ezra Snipes, and this is Killjoy.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.